Whether you're a whiskey novice or a real connoisseur, there's no better moment than now to celebrate Scotland's national drink, as the tourism folks have officially deemed May Whiskey Month. The term whiskey has evolved from the ancient Gaelic Ushkabaya, meaning water of life, and whiskey has been distilled in Scotland for hundreds of years and is an intrinsic part of Scottish life and culture. It's believed to have been brought about by early Christian monks who were notorious for guarding their distillation secrets. But the craft of whiskey distilling and maturing has since continually evolved, improved, and been refined as it's been passed down proudly through the generations in Scotland. Now, selecting a dram at times can be a bit confusing given the choices presented. Not only are there complex and intricate flavors to contend with, but there are varying types to choose from. These are commonly known as malt, grain, or blended whiskey. And Scotland also has five distinctive whiskey-producing regions: Speyside, the Highlands, Islay, Campbelltown, and the Lowlands. The same basic processes are used to produce the whiskey throughout all the regions, but subtle variations of grains, or the use of such things as peat for smoking and drying the grain, results in unique blends of characteristics, notes, and flavors. Whiskey blending itself was pioneered by Andrew Usher in Edinburgh in the 1860s, and it was only after this practice became common that a taste for Scotch whiskey really spread throughout the world. Pot still single malt whiskey was inclined to be too strongly flavored for everyday drinking, especially by people in sedentary occupations and warmer climates. But combining malt whiskey with a quieter grain whiskey created a milder, more subtle spirit. Some blended whiskies that are now household names would include Dewar's, Johnny Walker, and the famous Grouse. And today, an estimated 36 bottles of whiskey are exported from Scotland every second. One of the most enjoyable ways to learn more about the nuances of the water of life is to visit some of the many Scottish distilleries, or better yet, take one of the fascinating whiskey trail tours. You not only get a behind-the-scenes look at the skill of making fine whiskey, but enjoy unique nosing and tasting sessions as well. So, whether it be the Glenlivet 21-year-old archive, encompassing a fascinating blend of rich chocolate, full malt, citrus, sherry, and a light smoky note, or an amazingly rich floral Lahrog Islay single malt featuring barley, licorice, and treacle, fill up a wee dram and remember what the Holinshed Chronicles of 1577 said about Scottish whiskey. It sloweth age, it strengtheneth youth, it helpeth digestion, it cutteth phlegm, it relisheth the heart, it lighteneth the mind, it quickeneth the spirits, and truly it is a sovereign liquor, if it be orderly taken. For Celtic Cultural Alliance, this is Kate Scuffle, Sláinte.